Hey, you chickadees, I'm Lay Rooster, and you're in the hen house. Today, we're going to be talking about getting started with faction officers and what their special abilities are. Who are the faction officers? How do you go about getting them? Why you should care, and what you're going to use them on. So we'll be talking about all of that, because if you followed my earlier video about getting started with beginning officers, we left off with things from the standard recruit. Now we're going to move to a different place, and we're going to start focusing on these faction officers and things that work in PvP, help with armadas, help against the yellow special mission and separatist bosses and things like that. So the things that are not your normal red hostiles. And these are have a lot more staying power and can be used in a lot of different ways. So it's good to start being familiar with that. As you move into your upper teens and into the 20s, you really want to be focusing on getting these faction officers as a foundation for things that you'll be doing more and more in the game. So let's take a look at some of that and talk about it. Remember to like the video, subscribe, and give it a thumbs up. All right, leave a comment down below too, as well. So we'll talk more about that later. Let's get into it. So factions and faction officers, who are we talking about? So if we go into the officer section and look at recruits, the best way is, you know, when we start in the beginning, we were dealing with the standard recruit box here. We scroll over and we have these three: the Federation recruits, the Klingon recruits, and the Romulan recruits. Those are the three main factions, just like there are three main sections of faction space: Federation, Klingon, and Romulan. We've got more. We've got Augment. We've got Rogue, etc. Different things. But these are the main factions that came from the beginning of the game, and the ones that you're most familiar with if you're only a little bit familiar with Star Trek. You may not have heard of the Augment, but you've heard of the Klingons. And the Romulans and their bad hair, things like that. So let's look at them. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about these, because the officers also, as we start to get into these faction officers, there's new mechanics that come into play that you didn't have to worry about with some of the beginner officers. The beginner officers tend to be a little more plug and play. If they're a good officer, they're useful in certain situations. Some of these officers have kind of if-then statements, conditional uses, and things like that. And the types of ships you use them on also matter. So it gets a little more complicated, and it's helpful to understand the theme of the game with these three factions. And, you know, what am I talking about exactly? It has to do with the battle triangle and that sort of thing. So let's go in back here and look at some ships. When we talk about the Klingons, all right, let's, there we go, bring these ships up. I loaded them up. When we talk about the Klingons, now this is a Saladin, but it is an Interceptor class. And so the Klingons have their epic ships, starting with the epic ship, and the D4 is an Interceptor. They have other types of ships, but Klingons are most closely associated with Interceptors, all right? And also, Interceptors have a tendency to need crystal as their main material. And you'll notice that in the Klingon realms is where you go to mine crystal. Right. So these things all come to play together. All right. So we're going to talk more about the officers specifically. Now, the Romulans, their main, and this is the epic ship, the Augur, which I'm very happy to have now, newly, is a battleship. So Romulans and battleships. All right. And then the battleship uses ore, and that, lo and behold, is what you mine primarily in Romulan space. So it's like there's a theme here. All right. Now, this is not an Enterprise, but for the Federation, the Explorer class is the main ship. We think of the Enterprise, which I hope to get and will get later on and will be working on. Come join the streams while I'm working on unlocking all these ships and checking them out. But this Burrell is an Explorer. And so it is the Explorer class that you expect for the Federation. I almost said Enterprise just because it's so synonymous with the Federation. We think Kirk, we think Spock, etc. It's these Explorer ships. They use gas, right, as their main material for upgrading, and gas is what you mine in Federation space. So you see, starting to see some of the links here. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about it, but let's look you want to also understand the battle triangle. So let's go look at a ship I have out there so we can so that we can just find a hostile. Once Scopely lets it load, you can press on this button to get to the battle triangle, and this is the combat triangle. It's very important. All right, so battleships beat explorers. Explorers beat interceptors. Interceptors beat battleships. It's a rock, paper, scissors system. Now, when I talk to you about battleships, this combat triangle even plays into the three-faction system I was talking about, with Romulans being battleship-focused by theme, hating mostly the Federation, which is focused on the Explorer, so the battleships beat the Explorer. The Explorer being the Federation, and the Federation tends to give you more rewards, or when you're doing faction things for them, you're fighting the Klingons, which is the interceptor ships primarily. So again, everybody's got all the ships, but there's this theme going on to the battle triangle and the faction officers. So we'll be talking about that a little bit. And a lot of their abilities are going to base out on these types of three ships. The defense platforms, the armadas, and the surveys, those don't play in the battle triangle. They're kind of a different add-on. But let's go back into the officers and start talking about them a little bit. So when we're going to talk about the officers and look at them, this is the easiest way, I think, to look at them in the Federation. We're going to leave the Federation for last here, but let's see. So if you click into the Romulan recruits, so these are the faction officers we're talking about. Now, they're always led by a purple, all right, in each of the three cases. So that's Nero for the Romulans. You see some blues and some green folks. All right, some of these folks are set dressing, all right? So not everybody's great, but depending as you pull from this small number of people, you may unlock some of the greens first or something. And as you put together the team, it'll start to work. So you can see you pull, but you're only pulling from these seven folks. All right. And I've loaded out my ship as an example with all of the good ones, but you'll be pulling these and you can see pull four. You get these faction Romulan recruit tokens. We'll look at where we get that stuff from in a minute. In the Klingon recruits, we have Gorkon. We have several blue and several green to go in here. And then in the Federation, we have Kirk, Spock, notably Bones, and Uhura, and some greens. Okay, so again, it's the same kind of pattern, the same seven groups of officers that you potentially pull using, in this case, Federation recruit tokens. So they're faction-based recruit tokens. So where do I get that is one question. So if you go into your faction store, the rooster is hiding, but you go into the faction here. Okay, through the power of internet magic, I had to go and hide that rooster that's blocking the view here. So anyway, cock-a-doodle. So if you look at the faction button, that leads you into the list of your factions and basically the faction stores. You see Augment and Rogue are down here, but that's not who we're talking about right now. It's Federation, Klingon, and Romulan. So this is the Federation faction store. And you have different things you can buy. You are able to buy the faction ships, the ships that belong and represent the faction itself, their miners, other things, chess, different stuff. It all uses these Federation credits, in this case, for Federation. One of the first things you can get is this Federation recruit. One, there's two, which is, it's the same, notice it's 500, but it's decreasing from, it costs 100. And when you get higher up, you can get them for 80. You can get them at Federation 3 for 60. When you get down to where I'm at, Federation Recruit 4 is what I pull. It is 300 for 3,000. So you get a whole lot of pulls in that. So, but in the beginning, you'll have less, and you may be buying them. But you can buy here in the very beginning of your reputation grind with them, and it gets cheaper. Always buy the cheaper one. And then when you get to this one, you're more golden. Although there's even more that come later. I will see that at some point. So you can see that same thing with the Klingons. It mirrors the same. Here's one for 100 to start. There's another one for 80 here at 2. Number 3 is 60. Goes down to the one that I'm buying at 300 and continues to increase. All right, and the same thing for the Romulans. So, and they need these Romulan credits or whatever. Where do we get these credits? You get these credits in about 5 different places. All right, you can go into your events. You're going to have special events that may pay them out. Notably, also, when we're in the battle pass, you usually get a bunch of them through a battle pass. which is a good place to focus when we are in an active battle pass. Various events will reward them and pay them out as rewards. But even in, if you go into your dailies and you're doing the reputation for a particular faction, like here for Romulan, when you complete these, notice you get a payout of credits. So that goes to let you buy things in that store through the events. Another main way is also, over here, bring up the screen, your daily goals once you're working on those different reputations. Here's Klingon, Federation, and Romulan, the mining events. If I click in here in the rewards, you'll see that I'm getting some Klingon credits. So if you're doing your daily events, particularly the faction ones, you're getting some credits, other things too that are good for each faction that you're working with. Also, now newly added with away teams, we have the option to get them based on what we have. Like here, you see some Federation symbols, and this is one that pays out the Federation credits when you get a critical. Thus, it's important to work on your traits for your officers. We'll have a different video about that. But check my old video about the traits updating when it came out, because it'll help you out some too. All right. Then also, this one, a little bit of a caveat, your missions, you do have, you know, have faction missions. So I ordered one. This is a, that's not the one. These have the different faction in indicators. Like this one is for Federation, and you'll see the payout includes 400 Federation credits, also some standing and reputation and everything. Be a little careful with these, because you usually want to play around with this if you're doing dual and triple faction stuff. So these can be kind of special. We'll talk about that more in streams and in other videos. But these are different ways that you can get those credits. And then you can go in once a day, perhaps, or up to once a day, and buy these different pull packs to open the officers. And once we get the officers, let's talk a little bit about what you're shooting for. So remember, I talked about the battle triangle, because that's going to come into play here too. So I'm bringing up the interceptor, and I have the Klingons on that. I told you, Klingons equal interceptor. All right, and the Klingon people are under Gorkon. Now, they are known as the Hull Breach crew. There are other Hull Breaches, but this one is mine. All right, these are the Hull Breach crew. So Gorkon is generally your captain. So why is that? Let's look at his captain's ability, Quick Victory. All right, Gorkon increases the chances of dealing a critical hit by 30% for the first two rounds. It's hard, fast, maybe a critical, okay? His officer ability, when the ship hits the opponent with a critical hit, Gorkon has an 85% chance of causing a hull breach for three rounds on the opponent's ship. So if he gets a hull breach in there, it can last for three rounds and it continues, right? And then it has a chance to perpetuate. So there's a hull breach. Hull breach is one of those new mechanics you're going to hear about with the different things. This causes bonus, let's call it bonus magic damage that's going on. You're fighting, but you're also doing a hull breach, and that has some damage going on behind the scenes. It's also a mechanic that some people's abilities will work off of, the conditional what if or if then type of situations. So if we go to like this, this is Azipatur, and her ability, officer ability, every time the ship hits the opponent with a weapon attack, Azipatur increases the armor piercing of the ship by 40%. All right, so it is increasing the armor piercing. We're already trying to punch a hole in the ship with hull breach. That should make a little bit of sense. And then with Curla here, his attack maneuvers increases the critical hit damage by 50% when firing with a kinetic weapon. So Gorkon's helping to increase the chances of having a critical and doing this hull breach bonus damage mechanic. And Curla is making it so that if you do a critical with a kinetic weapon, that it increases that, in this case, by 50%. So these are magnifying and working together. Now, when we're looking at like the ships, so the Saladin has a kinetic weapon, all right, as interceptors tend to have. And those are like photon torpedoes, as opposed to phasers, which are energy weapons. So it's important to know, if you're loading him out, this works when they have kinetic weapons, which is interceptors. Low-level interceptors is a little different. But as they go up, they typically will have these. And the Saladin has a really big gun for that, that does it. So if you get that boosted damage on that and a critical with that, that can be a lot of damage. One of the reasons people like the salad. So this is a way to do damage. Now, remember, interceptors fight battleships, ideally, like in PvP. If you put this loadout on something like a Saladin, you could try to blow up a battleship that you're facing, is the idea. Because interceptors dodge and weave, they're nimble and fast, and they hit hard. Hard and fast, and then they go away. That's kind of the idea. Battleships are slow and lumbering and have a lot of armor. And so you need to punch a hole in them, like by breaching their hull, such as in a hull breach. And then you start doing some special damage to them. And then you get away, which hopefully they can't hit you. All right, so that's kind of an idea. So this is a way to load out to fight battleships, to fight some people in battleships in the beginning. And to fight battleships when you have the yellow hostiles that you have to fight, or the separatist bosses or the elite separatists. As well as a way to put some of those mechanics in an armada. They work there too. Some of them work a little better than others, but these are more complicated and good using for this type of stuff. So now we're going to go to the Romulans, and we're in a battleship, the Augur, in fact. So here I do have people below deck, and that's going to matter a little bit. So Nero is crewing this up. Now, Nero or Kumak, who's the other guy, sometimes you can use Kumak as captain here, and sometimes you can use Nero. So there's a little bit of variability depending on how it works out. So Nero's initial ability is at the beginning of each round, if the opponent's ship is burning, he increases the damage of the weapons by 80%. Now you're like, burning? Well, look at his officer ability. Every time the ship strikes the opponent with a weapon attack, Nero has a 35% chance of burning it for two rounds. Okay, so this is the burning crew or the burning mechanic. So like it implies, it sets things on fire. And it's that bonus magic damage that once something starts burning, you're doing damage to it, and there's some residual damage over time that's happening, right? It's burning. So that's kind of the burning mechanic, and there are other officers who do this. When it comes to Kurla, he has, as long as the enemy ship is burning, Kumak increases the armor, shield, deflection, and dodge of the ship by like 100% in this case. So it depends on the burning being set in, and then it plays out. Also over here, this is Vimit. I put him as one of the main ones that works well. Feel the heat, catch the burning reference. At the beginning of each round, if the opponent's ship is burning, all right, which Nero will help you do, Vimit decreases its shield health by an amount equal to, in this case, 750,000% of the health of all officers on the ship. Now, this is another part. Not only is it a burning mechanic, and does it these activities happen when the ship is burning, the opponent is burning, suddenly he's doing a percentage based on the health of all officers on the ship. You got to pay a lot of attention to this stuff. That means that everyone that I picked down here is based on having some decent health. I need to unlock and build the ship up more. But you can see that my health is my highest number here by far. So I'm paying attention to the fact that we're going to set some burning off, and the health is of all the officers is going to make a big deal about our damage. So again, remember these guys, Romulans, fight explorers. Right. And that's a battleships fight the explorers, which are trying to do slow damage over time with the idea that the battleship has a lot of hull and can last for a long time in a fight. Many, many rounds. But I'm burning you, doing damage over time, plus hitting you with my regular weapons. So I am slowly wearing you down by being tougher, you know, and slow and steady burns through the fight in this situation. So that's part again. These guys can be good to work against explorers. You can do them against some other folks too, but you know, the interceptors are going to be trying to punch a hole in them. And so you're going to want to work on going around and setting things on fire and letting them burn for a while is kind of the idea. Now, going into the explorer setup. All right. So that's where we have Kirk. All right. So we have Kirk, Spock, and Bones. In this situation, just like we had with Nero, Kirk can be captain. He often is. And of course, he is Captain Kirk. But Bones actually makes a good captain, too. So you can swap them out once Bones gets more powerful. Now, the truth is, most of these faction setups are going, you're going to do some variants later when you have other officers, but I'm focusing on the faction officer sets themselves, getting started with this stuff. Okay. This is what's called the morale crew, and we'll see why very quickly. So the ability of Kirk as captain is, as long as the ship has morale, Kirk gives all officers on the ship a bonus of 75% to all of their stats, okay? And then look at his officer ability. At the beginning of each round, Kirk has a 75% chance of inspiring morale to the ship for two rounds, right? This is like the other abilities from Gorkon and Nero, where it sets off hull breach or it sets off burning. In this case, it sets up morale, and it lasts for multiple rounds with a chance to keep doing it over and over so that it might last for the whole battle. Unless the percentages really go against you, but it still has a chance to come back. Now, so in this one, it is morale, and I guess morale's not burning, you know, is burning some people. Hull breach is punching a hole in the ship, right? So that's damage to the other ship. Morale is more about what you want your team to have, morale, right? So, and that plays into effect here. So if we look at Bones, every time the ship gets hit by a weapon attack, McCoy increases the defense of all officers on the bridge by 30%. All right, well, that doesn't make sense until we look at what Spock's doing on the ship here. Illogical. While the ship has morale, which it gets from Kirk, Spock restores shield health to an amount equal to 750% of the defense of the officers on the ship. So if we have morale, it's going to restore shield health, which lets it go further and use those shields to deflect. That's the main way an explorer fights. It has beefy shields, not a beefy hull like a battleship, and it's not a nimble dodging evader like an interceptor. All right, so, and he's going to restore a boatload or a shipload of this based on the defense of the officers. Now, ironically, McCoy is boosting the defense of all the officers on the bridge. All right, so that's already boosting the defense. And then you have to load defense-heavy people down below to make Spock's ability that much better. And notice that I have my defense is significantly higher here. So these are mechanics where you need to know you're going to find a lot of officers where it says based on the health, the attack, or the defense of the officers on the ship. And so if you're going for that mechanic, you want to play to that. So I've loaded in as many big defense people that I had to put on there for the purposes of this this video. So these guys fight, and they go after those interceptors who, again, they're bouncing. The shield is bouncing off some of those big hits, and they can last longer in the fight than an interceptor can, typically because the shield is, in this case, renewing and boosting. They're good in armadas, good in PvP, good for all these yellow hostiles that you come up against. Now, when it comes to the morale crew, that has a tendency to help. It generally helps any ship, but of course, it is playing to the strengths of like an explorer class, which has the beefiest shields already. So it's making them extra beefy. All right, and that's good. You do have to watch with the other ones. You know, if you're doing burning, you're planning to be in a ship that can last a lot of rounds so that the burning can beat them down. So a battleship makes the most sense. And if you're doing hull breach, trying to hit hard, fast, and quick and stay out of the way, then that makes more sense for it to be an interceptor that loads out with those big kinetic weapons and blasts away and then kind of goes from there. So these are all types of setups that you can use. You can bring to some armadas, and their abilities play out. The morale helps the ship. The burning and the hull breach helps all the other ships because it's affecting the target. So if you're actually communicating, coordinating, and other people have officers that are doing things when a hull breach happens or when a ship is burning, then the fact that you've brought that to the table is kind of leading and helping, making everybody better in that situation. So that kind of covers these basic guys. You want to be working on pulling these guys, earning these pulls so that you can build up these ships and kind of go from there. So to use them in the PvP battles against the yellow hostiles that you'll find, as well as in your armadas, and your territory captures and different places like that. So this is getting you started with what you're doing Anyway, I hope you've liked this video. And if you found it at all helpful or entertaining, please make sure you give a like. That's that thumbs up. Make sure you subscribe. We're pushing 450 and we'd like to get to 500 subscribers and on to 1,000 as quickly as possible. Make sure you put a comment down below. Talk about where you are and who you're behind on in these officers, or who you're most proud of and are getting the best use out of. It'll be helpful for us. And remember to check the Twitter as well as the Twitch, where I live stream most days. Except for once a week on YouTube, and then also the Discord. I'll have links below, and we'll continue these officer series and building up, as well as things with ships and other mechanics. So you take care, and cock-a-doodle-doo.